2019 budget. I have two people signed up. Braxton Fushi, if you would come on up and address the board.
Good evening, fellas. My issue does not have to do with service, but it does have to do with employment, and that's youth employment. And what I'd like to suggest to you is that you set aside somewhere in the neighborhood of $15,000 to $25,000 for youth employment during the summer. The only youth employment right now that I know of during the summer is Nate Davis does at Robinson Street Center, and that's probably 1 to 5 individuals. I'm going to do the same thing to Owasso. I'm going to let you know that, too. Because nobody is creating any jobs for youth. And we have to try to have something for them for employment during the summer. And none of the business students are taking up most of the employment where youth would be normally employed at now. So and if you could find that quarter percent to open up that area for youth, I would appreciate it.
Thanks, Braxton. Jackie?
As the elder of the two social workers on the board, Michelle and I were just whispering, and we would like to meet with you to come up with a way of fleshing that program out and perhaps talking about other sources of funding we could find. We didn't go to social work school for nothing. We ought to be able to
be glad
to
do
it for the money.
Because we were that dumb. You know? So if you would like the three of us to set up a time to get together and start talking
all
about
right.
that.
Be glad to do that.
Okay. And we will hit up Owasso also.
Oh, I would do that.
All right.
Thanks,
Braxton.
All right. Thank you. Robert Dowling.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm Robert Dowling, Executive Director of Community Home Trust. I'm here tonight to thank the Board of Aldermen for the support you have provided to the Home Trust during my tenure with the organization and to ask you to continue that support. When I took this job in 1997, the land trust was nothing but a fuzzy concept, and inclusionary housing was something that they did in Maryland. And after a year-long effort by a local government task force, the land trust was incorporated in 1999. And we sold our first land trust house on Pleasant Drive, Carrboro, in June of 2000. In 2001, we sold our first inclusionary homes on Milton Avenue in Chapel Hill. By the end of 2003, we crossed over 50 homes in our inventory. And in early 2006, we hit 100 homes. Today, we have 194 homes in our inventory of affordable homes, only 22 of which are in Carrboro. But Carrboro is going to catch up real soon. We have 10 units under construction, and possibly by the end of June, the end of this fiscal year, that 22 could become 32. It'll be 32 soon. And then next year, in 2012-13, there's an additional 9 homes that will be built. So by the end of that fiscal year, the next fiscal year, we'll have 41 homes. That's if you approve something later on in March. I think you have a public hearing talking about some things at Ballantyne. If you don't approve it, we'll have more than that. Obviously, we could not have achieved any of this stuff without the support of local governments. And we've been supported by the Carrboro Board of Aldermen, Town Council, the County Commissioners, and the Hillsborough Town Board as well. Our budget in 2012-13 is $674,000, up 1% from the current year. We're going to ask you for the same amount of funding, $34,000, that we've been receiving for the past 4 years. We're projecting a small operating deficit next year of about $28,000, which we can fund out of our reserves. As you all know, I've talked to you over a number of years about challenges, long-term challenges we face with regard to long-term maintenance and affordability of our housing stock. Our income limits that we deal with today in 2012 are lower than they were in 2004. And it's hard to keep things, everything goes up, except the income limits we're dealing with, which have gone down. We have used federal monies to address these challenges, and those same federal monies are being cut. The home funds are cut 50% this year. And so as we go forward, I think all the local governments are going to be challenged to look at new strategies for finding funding for housing. And I think we can do that. And I know that with your support, we will continue to find answers to the problems and continue to be successful. So I want to thank you again for the support you have provided us and ask you to continue providing it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Robert.
Thank you for the Community Home Trust.
Robert, before you step down, if I can just ask you one follow-up question. I believe, I think that effectively this public hearing serves as a public hearing not only on our town budget, but also on the home program budget. Mm-hmm. And understand the land trust is asking for some funds from the home program.
Yes.
And could you remind us about what you anticipate those home funds might go to accomplish in terms of housing affordability?
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Home funds are really our primary source of funding in Carborough. And our primary project right now is Ballantyne. Ballantyne is underway up there off Old 86. They probably sold half a dozen homes already. The pads are already in place for our first 8 townhomes. And excuse me, we asked for and received home funds last year for these first 8. So these 8 are taken care of. There's supposed to be 17. There should be 9 more. We're going to come to you at a public hearing in March to ask that we reduce that 17 down to 15. And the town would take up, hopefully get a payment in lieu from the developer. But we'll need home funding for those 7 that we hopefully will be doing early next year in 2013.
So the home application that y'all are planning on submitting is going to go to
make
the houses at the Ballantyne subdivision,
right?
But kind of move them from hypothetical affordability to real affordability.
Right.
Okay.
We asked for the home fund request we made was for $150,000. 7 homes. Those homes require on average about $35,000. $35,000 times 7 is more than $150,000. But we have state monies as well that we hopefully will be able to apply to Ballantyne.
Okay, great. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Anything else? Thank you. Really appreciate your support.
Thank you.
As you're leaving the podium, I'll say, Robert, we're really proud of the work that you and all the folks at the Land Trust do. Hopefully everybody on this board already is aware, but you know, annually they have conferences where various land trust organizations from across the United States get together and talk about policy issues and considerations. And it has long since gotten to the point where people are looking at Orange County, North Carolina's land trust and looking to us as kind of a national leader defining how land trusts should work and what the sort of long-term issues are, and your leadership and everybody else at the Land Trust, Orange Community Home Trust, really deserves a lot of credit for that. Yes.
Robert, when Mark said that and you were talking about imaginative ways to raise money, it made me think of one of your more imaginative ways, the annual showing of It's a Wonderful Life at the theater. And I think it'll be the third time up this December when you do it again, right? I mean, that's one of your more popular events, and I know it raises a little bit of money for you. So.
We need to raise the ticket price.
Thanks, Robert.
We need to do a summer event now on the lawn.
All right. That is all the folks I have signed up for this public hearing. Is there anybody else who wanted to speak on a matter relating to the town budget? Okay. Are there any further questions or comments from members of the board?
I just wanted to share with the board. I was hoping us to look at the fracking resolution tonight, but I think I'd rather us look at it next week. There's still some questions. Like Jackie wanted us to look at the Triangle J Council.
Triangle J is doing a lot with it.
Okay.
And Lydia has been helping me, so we've got some more to converse on that. And then hopefully people from the community can come out and have an opportunity to express their perceptions. Scarborough is probably likely to pass this resolution, but it would be a great, easy win for the movement that is working in the Triangle area to pass similar resolutions.
I would like us to explore in the resolution a line about not allowing the transport of these 528 unidentified chemicals through the town of Scarborough because of the danger that that presents to our citizens. There are, I think it's 528 chemicals that are protected by, what's the word, Lydia? Proprietary.
Under one of the those acts.
Well, it came out of the energy meetings that Cheney had when he first took over the presidency. And in that was it the chemicals used in fracking, which are connected with Halliburton, cannot be identified under proprietary protection. So they can take those chemicals through our town and risk wrecks and spilling in our streets. And a town in Pennsylvania called Licking, Pennsylvania, where fracking is happening not too far from them, forbids the transport of these chemicals through the town, and several other small towns have as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And some of us remember not too long ago, that's almost 30 years, when the PCBs were dumped
in Warrington.
Off 87 near Pittsburgh.
Okay, so I will take that as a motion from Sammy and seconded by Jackie to formally put this matter on our printed agenda for next week and also to refer to the town attorney the question about prohibiting transporting some of those chemicals through our town. Does that sound right?
Yeah. All right. It's real easy to find the resolution that Licking passed. It's just Licking, Pennsylvania fracking resolution.
Okay.
How many of those can there be?
How many of those can there be? Probably more than one. Who knows?
Make sure you put Pennsylvania in because...
Yeah.
Yeah, otherwise...
If you Google it. Just licking and fracking, there's no telling what you might
do.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, matter passes unanimously.
You made our attorney fall out.
It's not easy to do either. All right.